The star that never shines. Once upon a time, in a vast twinkling sky, there was a star named Stella. Unlike her brilliant siblings, who dazzled the night sky with their radiant glow, Stella was a dim star, barely visible even on the darkest nights. Despite her efforts, she could never shine as brightly as other stars. The other stars would gather every night to perform their grand celestial dance, illuminating the heavens with their beauty. Stella often felt left out, unable to match their brilliance. She would practice shining every night, hoping to one day join her siblings in their dazzling performance. One night, Stella decided to visit the Great Star Council, a group of the oldest and wisest stars in the universe. She hoped they might have an answer to why she couldn't shine like the others. With a twinkle of determination, she made her way to the center of the sky where the council resided. As Stella approached the Great Star Council, they noticed her dim light. Elder Polaris, the leader of the council, looked down at her with kind ancient eyes. "Welcome, Stella," he said in a warm, gentle voice. "What brings you here, little one?" he asked. Stella hesitated for a moment, then spoke up. "Great Elder Polaris, I have tried everything to shine brightly like the other stars. But no matter what I do, I remain dim. Can you tell me why?" Elder Polaris smiled sympathetically and gestured for Stella to come closer. Elder Polaris said, "Every star has its own unique light, Stella. Sometimes it takes a journey to discover what makes your light special." On hearing the words of wisdom coming from Elder Polaris, Stella nodded. But this time, Stella seemed to be all determined to find her true light. With the council's blessing, she embarked on a journey through the universe, visiting various celestial wonders and seeking answers from the stars she met along the way. First, she visited the sun, the brightest star of them all. The sun greeted her warmly and listened to her story. "Little Stella, I shine brightly because I have found my purpose. I bring warmth and light to the plants that orbit around me. Maybe you need to find your own purpose," the sun suggested. Encouraged by sun's words, Stella continued her journey. She visited the North Star, who guided lost travelers, and learned about the importance of guidance and direction. She also met colorful Nubella, who told her stories of creating new stars and planets from the stardust, teaching Stella about creation and transformation. Despite learning many things, Stella couldn't find her purpose. One day, feeling a bit disheartened, she floated by a small dark planet. She noticed that the planet had no moon and was shrouded in darkness. Curious Stella descended closer. On the planet, she met a wise old owl named Orion. Orion had lived on the planet for many years and knew each and every corner of it. Orion greeted Stella warmly and listened to her tale. After listening to Stella's tale, Orion said, "Why do you worry so much about shining brightly?" Orion asked. He further said, "Sometimes the brightest lights can blind others. Perhaps your light, though dim, is meant for something different." Stella felt a little happy and also pondered Orion's words. That night, as she hovered above the dark planet, she noticed how the creatures on the planet struggled to find their way in the darkness. She realized that even the dim light could be of great help to them. With a newfound sense of purpose, Stella decided to stay close to the planet and shine her light, however dim it might be. To her surprise, the creatures of the planet began to gather, using her gentle glow to find their way through the night. They were grateful for Stella's light, which was not blinding, but just enough to guide them. Over the time, Stella's light seemed to grow stronger. The creatures of the planet loved her dearly, and their gratitude made her glow with a warmth she had never felt before. She realized that her light, though not the brightest, was exactly what this little planet needed. News of Stella's unique light spread across the universe. Stars from near and far came to see the star who had found her purpose in guiding a small planet. Even the Great Star Council heard of Stella and her deeds. On hearing about Stella's good deeds, he smiled, knowing that Stella had discovered her special place in the universe. One evening, Elder Polaris himself visited Stella. "You see, little one," he said, "every star has its own unique light. Yours was meant to bring hope and guidance to this planet. You are shining in your own special way, and that makes you just as brilliant as any other star." On hearing the words coming from the Elder Polaris, Stella beamed with pride. she understood now that being different was not a flaw, but a gift. She had found her purpose and learned that even the dimmest star could shine brightly when it found its true place in the universe. And so Stella continued to shine her gentle light, guiding the creatures of the little dark planet and reminding everyone that every star, no matter how dim, has the potential to brighten the world in its own unique way. The sky was more beautiful than ever, for it now held the little light of a star who had discovered her true brilliance. And that, dear children, is the story of Stella, the star that never shines until she found her perfect place in the universe.